जय जय राधा रमन हरि गो वदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरवस्थिते हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वन्दे देनु चरणारविन्दम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहौ उपेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदूतं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नयमाम चरणम् In the morning I have told about Jagannath festival at Puri. I told about Gundicha Mandir Martyr. That you should all try to broom your heart, take out all the offenses, anas, anger, lust, worldly desire from your heart. If you want to keep Krishna and Radha in your heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did today, this very day, and less devotees coming there in so many groups and doing kirtan, dancing and all. But few and rare do this. They can broom the courtyard of there, but they cannot broom their heart. If you are doing being here and brooming your heart, clearing your heart, giving up all your desires, then Jagannath Puri will come here. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra will come here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come. And they will help in your brooming heart. And thus you will be very pure hearted, and Radha and Krishna will always be here. So try to do this. This is the essence of all the programs in Puri today, Gundicha Mandir. Now we are coming to our subject, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Prahlada Maharaj has told that Nrisimhadev has supported me and nourished me. It is true, but this is not the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Mercy is on Hanuman because he is serving Krishna, or Ramchandra, Hanuman, always serving. And Nrisimhadev took me in his lap and he pacified me and he loved me so much. But Hanuman has so many services. I have no service. To be in the lap of Krishna and to think that I am son and he is my father is not bhakti. This is not the mercy of Krishna Godhead. I have heard that there are a classes of Sufi in Mohammedanism. Sufi. They think that Krishna, that God is my wife and I am husband. Sometimes in Christianity like that, Godhead is my father and I am like son. All are son and Godhead like father. Oh God, give me bread and butter. You to support me and nourish. But this is a kind of mercy. But actually this is not the service, not bhakta. Some also think like this, that I should be beloved of Godhead and the Godhead should be lover. That is, I will like this, that I am husband and Godhead is my wife. Because they are lusty, they think this is very okay. But actually this is against the principles of bhakti. We should try to make Krishna our son, our master. If you are becoming son, we cannot serve our father, mother in childhood. Because father and mother always serving us. So we think that we are father and mother of Krishna, our Godhead. Or we are like wife of Dwarka and Krishna is our head. And moreover we can think that Krishna is my beloved. I should serve Krishna in this way. So becoming son and thinking Krishna is father, actually this is not one. Or myself is husband and Krishna will serve me always like husband, being wife, this is not one. So Prahlad Maharaj here is saying that Hanuman is serving always. But I cannot serve her. Nrisimha Bhagavan, because his creator and his God, creator, generator and destructor of the whole world. So how can we serve him? Krishna, Nrisimhadev gave me a big kingdom. This is not the mercy of Nrisimhadev. Why? Because Krishna has told himself, Jada anugranami harishya tad dhanamushanai. To whom I give my mercy, I make them street beggars. And after that, if he wants, I can give whole kingdom, whole world, everything I can give. But first I make street beggars. Because if Nrisimhadev gave me so much, big kingdom and all these things, opulence, so much dhan, wealth. And that is why those who have no relation with me, they come and they'll tell, oh, I am your Shala. Shala means?
Father-in-law.
I am your brother-in-law. I am your father's brother. I am this and that. They will make any relation to take your wealth. So many will become friends. But when you will become poor, they will give up you. They will letter and check chaplaincy karenge. They will flattering you. Like once there was a king in western countries named Canute. He had so many counselors. Once he went to visit sea, he came on the bank of Samudra, Mahasamudra, ocean, Pacific Ocean. And he was standing on the shore. A waves were coming up to his feet, sometimes coming on this. One counselor told, oh, my lord, ocean wants to wash your feet and he wants your mercy. That is why he again and again he is coming and washing your feet. He began to smile. In the meantime, a very weak wave came and drowned him and took him to sea. So these are flattering. So if you have so much wealth, reputation and everything, or all neighbors and all relatives will come and they will take your time, they will try to flatter you and waste your time. So Krishna does not give this. So Nrsimha Dev gave me this kingdom, but it is not really his mercy. If Krishna is giving wealth, so much thing, and you are collecting so much money, then you should see that it is not mercy of Krishna. We are going opposite to mercy. You should do which is helpful for mercy, and which is against mercy, you should try to give up. This is a symptom of pure bhakta, devotee. Also he is telling that, you were telling that I have taught so many demon children. Oh, that is why I cannot leave my jnana bhakti. There is some defect in my bhakti. So, what is that? My bhakti is mixture of jnana. So, I am jnani bhakta, not pure bhakta. What is the meaning of jnani bhakta and jnani? What is the difference?
Jnani is someone who bhakti is adulterated because he has a desire to merge with the Lord.
Yes.
Or to attain liberation. And jnani bhakta is one who is a devotee, but he has a conception of the Lord's opulence.
Yes.
And therefore is.
That Krishna is no birth, no death. He never becomes hungry, not thirsty. He is always jnani, full of knowledge, full of power, everything. He is self-satisfied, atmaram, atmakam, nothing to serve him. This is jnani bhakta. Bhavna janmanamante jnani mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma. After some time, being in the association of pure bhakta, like Hanuman and others, like Brahma, Sanatanandan, Sanatan, became pure devotees. Like Sukadeva Goswami, in the association of Vyasadev, he became pure rasi bhakta. So he is telling that, I am always with the children of demons, and I am teaching them only what teaching? You should give up all these things, worldly matters. Try to chant and remember. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arshanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakrami Nivedanam. You should do. He had not told that you should have any relation with Krishna. Without relation. Hanuman has some relation. What relation? He is my Prabhu. He is my protector, Seva, and everything, I am his servant. Forever. So we will have to make any relation with Krishna if you want to serve her, especially in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are four relations. What? Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhu. There are four relations. In Braj there is no relation of Shanta. But anyhow it is there. But it is like covered. So we should have any make relation. Krishna is my son, like Yashoda has a relation with Krishna, that Krishna is my son. Nanda Baba has like this. Krishna is my dear friend, bosom friend. Like in world we have some friends. Krishna is not God. We'll have to give up that thing. It will automatically it will go. That Krishna is Lord. He is creator and everything. He has so much affluence. When Krishna comes in Braja. So friends have no that thing. Only that there is wisdom friend. And there is very superior advanced relation is that Krishna is my beloved and his beloved in this way. Any of these you can have any relation what your Gurudev has given. In our line we are so much lucky and fortunate that Guru gives the mantra, Gopal mantra and all. And everything in that state. Sakha is also there, Sun mood is also there, and also beloved mood is there. Gopi Janaballabhaya Swaha. If anyone giving praise on Krishna, then Sun or friend, Govinda and Gopinath, especially for Gopi Janaballabha, especially for beloved. Try to understand all these things by Gurudev. Go on chanting, remembering very strongly. Don't think that this is problem. You are not doing bhajan, that is why problems are coming. And if you are strongly doing bhajan, all problems will quickly go away like clouds by air. So have a faith, a very strong faith on Krishna and chanting and remembering. It is so powerful. You know that there was a deer. He was grazing in the land. He was ignorant. Very happily he was grazing. Very green grasses. There was a river on any side. And a very big cruel hunter came and he gave some net one side and other side there were some dogs, yes. Very strong and furious, and one side he fired some fire. It was going on very blunder. Understand?
Yes.
And he was in the midst. He at once saw that the hunter came from jungle and he was trying to shoot at once. And he saw and feared so much. What to do? What to do? He wanted to jump, but he saw that river, big river, current is there. And River is so
wide,
he cannot cross. At once he wanted to jump another side, he saw that, oh, fire is burning. If he will jump, he will go in fire. At once he wanted to go on other side, he saw that, oh, very serious dogs like tigers, they are running to catch me. What to do? Another side, there was weak net. He could not determine what to do. He shut up his, closed his eyes and began to chant, Hari, Hari. Oh Hari, save me, oh Hari. Oh Krishna, save me. There is none to save me. Please save me. And he kept himself far away from all problems and whirling, chanting and repeating. At once a cloud came and very big air came, a storm, wind came, and he took the jal net, oh, very far away, and he was doing so, so some dust came in his eyes and it was full of dust. And at once his aim was missed and the arrow came and it went towards dogs. And dogs were killed. And the fire was subsided by rainfall. Everything was okay. He jumped, opened his eyes. And he saw that net has gone far away, dogs are dead, and this hunter is doing like this, rubbing his eyes, and everything is now. So he quickly ran and went in the forest. We are all like this, upside danger, death, sight, death, lower death. When arrow will come and shoot me, we don't know. One side oldness is coming, very running quickly. Jwar means diseases are coming. The net is ready. And world is burning. So many problems like this burning. If you chant, remember, oh Krishna, I've taken your shelter. Please give me your shelter. Save me. At once, quickly, without delay, Krishna will come and help you, save you for. So try to do like this. So, if there is wealth, all relatives have come, and they will make problems for your bhakti. Anyhow, if they are gone, it is very good, very good. They are like dogs and hunters. They will take my time of bhakti. If anyone's husband has given him, don't try to make another husband. They will make so much problems. Be careful for that. If your wife has left you, don't try to make another wife. It will come and more problems will come. They will dance on your head with brooms. Sometimes they will clear your backbone also. They will make straight your backbone. So be careful. If Krishna has arranged, then be. And if your wife, husband are all household in bhakti, gone like Pandava. You are lucky that have a wife and husband like this. Prahlad Maharaj is telling, I can go to Nrisimhadeva alone. Hanuman can go to alone. But Pandavas, with all their family, they will go to Krishna. And so eternally there. So they are more fortunate than us. Also he is telling, that someone tell that that Krishna lives in Sutta, in shape of Bali Maharaj. But I don't believe. Someone tell that once Durvasa went to Sutta to see Krishna there, to see Vamandev. Why? Because all them demigods were so much disturbed by demons. They all told to Durvasa that go to Sutta and tell Vamandev again they are attacking and making so much problems. So go and tell that he should come and save us. He went there. He met Vamandev and he prayed for this. Vamandev told, I cannot go. I cannot leave Bali Maharaj because he has banded me. I cannot go. So go and see any other way. So anyone can tell that he was in Sutal, but Prahlad Maharaj is telling that after that he quickly vanished. We don't know where he is, but we know that anywhere anyone can meditate and he can come. Anywhere. So there is not a fixed place anywhere that he is there, Sutal or here or there. So anyone can chant and remember and dance, Krishna will quickly come. So I think that Hanuman is so much more better, more superior than me. Go to him. He at once jumped up Narada and went to Hanuman. I have glorified Hanuman in so many ways. So when he met, he began to glorify Hanuman and wanted to do pranam. When he was coming from the sky Narada, at once Hanuman jumped up. And the sky he embraced Narada. That he knew that he will come and do pranam to me. That is why strictly he jumped up and he caught hold of, embraced Narada Rishi. And slowly he came to ground. Then Narada began to glorify him. Oh, even today I have not known everything, Prahlad. I never thought that you are so much lucky and so much dhanya. Blessed. Today I am. You are servant. You are sakha, friend. You are soldier. You are general. You are doctor. Advisor, all things you are offering, and you are served in so many ways. Today I knew. And he began to dance and began to glorify Hanuman. Hanuman told, oh, you don't know anything. But I think that you are master of love and affection. But you are tricky, that is why you have come to do any trick to me. But I know everything. I know that I am so much unfortunate and unlucky. Narada Rishi began to hear very patiently and very. What he said? He told that Raman gone to his dham with Sugriv and all others. And he left me here, alone in this world, that he should give bhakti. He kept me here alone. Now I am so unfortunate without Ram. I cannot serve Ram. And he began to cry. He had given me some chance to serve, but I could not serve him. So he left this world. Now he has come to Dwarka. And now he taking service from so many. I think Pandavas are best among them. If you want to see any dear and near to Krishna, then you can go to at once to Pandavas. They are in Hastinapur now. So quickly you can go. He told that, and explaining there some glory, that when Duryodhan wanted to kill Pandavas, at that time they were not married with Draupadi. Then Bhim was playing with them in any river, Jamuna river. They thought that if Bhim is dead, then Pandava are all dead, because he is so stronger than all. So we should try to kill him. Bhim was so fond of sweets. So they made a very big laddu and gave him very powerful poison in that. And then Bhim came, they called Bhim to play, and Bhim came and they gave that laddu. And at once he began to take and he ate. After some time he was dead. And they throw it in Yamuna street. Pandavas are searching that where Bhim has gone, They were unaware of this fact. They returned to their home without Bhim. All were worried, waiting for Bhim. And Bhim, he went from Yamuna to Ganges in Prayag, and from Prayag with Ganges he went to sea, and from sea, Bengal sea, he went to Mahasagar, Indian Ocean, and from Indian Ocean he went to Patal Lok. And there were so many daughters of Nar, very beautiful, young girls. They saw him. At once they were attracted to him. But they saw that he is dead. They knew how to make him alive. They bite him. At once this beast came and quarreled with that other one, and defeated and Bhim at once came in senses. They took Bhim to his father, and father told that you can marry him. They were married. And again Bhim came here. And the father of the Nar told that from today you will not be affected by any of very big poisons. So Bhim returned. Who saved? The father of Nagpat, who were they? Shankarshan himself, Nar. So Krishna saved the earth Bhim as in the shape of Sheshnar. Sometimes Krishna saved them from fire. After this they went to anywhere in this guise. They were going here and there in this guise, in the shape of Brahmin boys, waiting here and there. Kunti was with them. They heard that in the kingdom of Drupad Maharaj there is Swayambar, you know. Draupadi was young lady and he was to be married. His father had told that I can marry my daughter to one who is so powerful, who can shoot a fish eyes hanging on so much high
tower.
No? And she will moving and over a hill having so many spokes. So, and anyone can shoot her, that pieces this eye pupil. Seeing below a tank which was full of
oil.
Seeing there the parchai, parchai in shadow of the fish, he will have to. So many trials. Krishna and Balaram were there. If Krishna wanted, he can shoot easily. But he was watching and giving a chance for his dear friend Arjuna and brother Arjuna. So many came Arjuna, Duryodhana and Durshasana all felt. Bhisham Pitamah came and he wanted that I should shoot and give Draupadi to Duryodhana. Draupadi at once stood up. If anyone shoots, I will marry her, him. So, Bhisham Pitamah, you are old, you want to marry me? So you can shoot, but you will have to marry. Then he left and he sat down. At once, Dronacharya came. Oh, you cannot do. Do you want to marry me? Never. Then go and see. She was so bold to tell all these things, very boldly, not like yours. Husband will tell that you should go out my home. Oh, what to do? Not like this. That's very bold and very strong character. At once, Karl came and one later saw that face scene. He was able. May he do. But Draupadi told, who are you? Who are you? Are you son of any Kshatriya? Are you any prince? He could not reply. I know you are Sutaputra, son of any charioteer. Sit down, I cannot. If you shoot even, I will not marry you. Then he felt so much attempt and told, I will take revenge. Krishna was seeing, all looking, and he was so smiling with Baldev Prabhu. But he never came out. And he was seeing that Arjuna should come. In the meantime, Arjuna told, he took the feet of Kunti Maiya, Yudhishthi Maharaj and Bhim, and begged permission. That should I do? They told that you can do. He came very gently, very strongly. And he came there, all asking that, oh, this is Brahmin boy, having sacred trait, and it seems that he is Brahmin boy, a student. How he can shoot? He is not so much knowing all these things. But he graduated. Someone told, Arey, go away. Return from here, you cannot do. Why? A Brahmin boy and you want to marry with any princess. He never looked here and there. He at once went there. And in a moment when he did so miracle, at once he suited the eyes of people of that face. All that Krishna came at once and embraced. Oh, you have done miracle. Arjuna told that, you have given me chance. Otherwise, if you have suited, you can have done. And Draupadi was to marry. But kindly you have given me chance. So Krishna gave the chance. So always Krishna protecting other inwardly or outwardly, out. When Mahabharata was ended, Bhisham Pitamah was dead, Duryodhana was dead, Karna was dead, all were suited. Then a struggle between Arjuna and Bhim was there. Who has won this fight? Arjuna told that, I have suited all. And he must tell that I have done wonders. I have killed Duryodhana and all his brothers and so many things. So I am more stronger than you. I have won the race. And he was telling, I have won this battle. In the meantime, Krishna told that, don't quarrel. Listen to me. Come with me. There is a boy on the hill. And he is looking. He was looking that who has fought so much. They went to that boy. Who was that boy?
Barbarik,
the son of Arjun's son, Ghatotkach's son. Before the battle, he came to Krishna and told, I want to be any side of this battle. I just watch Bhim, or if you reject me, then I will go to Duryodhana's side. He told that, I am a very strong Dhanurdhar.
Archer.
Krishna said, you are Archer? Yes, I am Archer. What can you do? He told that, in a moment I can shoot all. Bhisham, Pitama, Arjun, Drona, Karna, everyone. Oh, you can do? Yes. You can show? How you can do? He took a flower on his bow and at once shooted. And that flower came to all here. So this flower came to everyone here and make a sign, his collar. He told that, like, I will take my bow and arrow and I will penetrate their hearts and they will all be killed. Krishna at once took his chakra and killed him. Oh, you have killed me? I wanted to see Mahabharata. I wanted to fight Mahabharata. But you killed me. So I am praying that I should not be dead. Keep my head there. And I will see Mahabharata Yudha, who is most stronger among them. So he is there. And he took Arjun and Bhim there. And Krishna told that, oh, Barbarik, you should tell, because you are looking whole Mahabharata, who actually owned the race, this battle? Who is most stronger in among them? Especially between Arjun and Bhim. He saw that I never saw Bhim and Arjun fighting. Never, never. I thought that Krishna was only one side and all were in one side. And Krishna killed everyone. So I am saying that Krishna is more stronger than anyone. So Arjun has did nothing, Bhim has done nothing actually. Krishna has done all things. Then their pride of a strongest came outside. So by this he accepted Pandavas. He accepted so much, so many times. Once Bhim was going anywhere when that they were in forest. They are all thirsty. Draupadi, Yudhishthira, Arjun, Bhim, there was no Kunti Devi in 12 years forest. Always so much thirsty. They sent Bhim that look after, to search where is water. He went searching water. He saw that in the way there was a monkey, very old monkey, and he is sleeping, very lean and thin, doing like this. Bhim came and told the old monkey, give me a sight, I want to go, there is no any place to go there. You are sleeping on the middle. In both sides there is mountain, very high. So I cannot go. But I have to go there. So give me any sight. Monkey was there. I cannot move. Then told that I will take you with, I will catch hold of your leg, tail, and I will throw out very far away. So give me anyway. He told that, oh my dear brothers, you can take my tail here and keep there. I cannot move. Then he took his club in his one hand, and by one hand he wanted to take the tail here. But he could not move. He could not inch or anyone he cannot, could not do. Then he kept his club and with two hands he began to do. But at once he slipped and went so many miles there. Then who is he? Oh, it means that he is Hanuman. He again came. Oh, Hanuman, you are my guru, you are my everything.